Well, my personal view is that they've overplayed their hand and that they did not expect so many of us to wake up. My personal assessment is that they were pushed into an early start. They were going to announce the pandemic, or the plandemic rather, in early 2020 when there weren't any cases. And so they had to create these cases, and they did that with the help of the PCR test. But because of this early start, I think it's an early start, they're making many mistakes. And by overplaying their hand, by crossing too many red lines, now they have a problem with more and more people waking up. That's why I think they're going farther than they probably intended to go, because we're close to, really, really close, in my view at least, to a tipping point. And I think this shouldn't have happened, at least according to their plans. It shouldn't have happened quite yet. But they need to come up with a new narrative. You can see their desperation in the fact that they're trying to play the same story over again. Monkeypox is nothing but Corona 2.0. And that just shows you that they're hard-pressed to come up with something that'll keep people in panic mode. Therefore, I think they're going to need that other narrative to kick in very quickly, and that other narrative being the war in Ukraine, which is probably going to spill over into Germany and then the rest of Europe. That's my personal assessment.
I totally agree with you, but even the Pope, that's a big globalist supporter, came out 2 weeks ago and said, NATO started this war. They overthrew the elected government 8 years ago in Ukraine. They were pushing into Russian-held areas, attacking people with military force. So I mean, even the Pope is saying this needs to stop. I mean, this is out of control. You can see that Klaus Schwab isn't arrogant anymore. As you said, he's desperate. They admit in their leaked communiques and documents they've been desperate for years. And the wheels are coming off of this, and more people are awake than ever. What do you expect them to do? I think they're going to double down. Evil always builds in secret and quietly undermines the pillars of the civilization it is infesting. And then it becomes arrogant and expands the level of the crimes and conquests that it is engaged in. And then it always bites off more than it can chew. History is replete with examples. You don't need me to give you those. Now, we knew about the global government takeover plan even before World War II with the League of Nations and the Rockefeller Anglo-American establishment program for world government that predates even them, going back to Cecil Rhodes. And we have the countless tabletop exercises and directives of the Carnegie and Ford and Rockefeller Foundation, John Hopkins, the United Nations, saying they would use a virus to bring in their world ID, the carbon taxes, the social credit score, the carbon rationing that comes with that. But now at Davos, now moved to Geneva with 5,000 troops and 5,000 police, arresting and detaining journalists for no reason, they are openly announcing new lockdowns in their new treaty. We have it right here. Reversing course. They said, oh, the lockdowns killed a bunch of people, didn't work, but now they reverse course. Who is set to officially recommend every country adopt COVID lockdowns in abrupt change to policy and put in a Bill Gates-controlled surveillance grid? The Davos group 2 weeks ago signed a treaty with the UN, basically merging them at the command of the UN apparatus in UNESCO. It's incredible. They're announcing censorship, globally directed. They're announcing hell on earth. Dr. Reiner Fulmick is a trial lawyer specializing in banking and stock exchange law. I won't read his whole bio, but I thought he's been one of the most articulate individuals. He's put on these big symposiums that have done mock grand juries and juries with experts seeing the evidence on gain of function and so much more. And we've got him for the rest of the hour here with us today. Here's a quote. We are dealing with megalomaniacs, psychopaths, and sociopaths who must be stopped, and in fact should even be stopped a very long time ago. But now the time has come. More and more people worldwide are waking up and realizing who is pushing which goals with the pandemic. Even in the mainstream media is hiding it. Hundreds of thousands of people are talking and taking to the streets all over the world, truly millions. Dr. Reiner Fulmick, he's with us to lay out the big picture and then zoom in the particulars as they prepare the next lockdowns and next phase in their own words. But this is being done as a response to their global system falling apart and people waking up to it, and their financial system with all the derivatives and quadrillions of dollars they put out coming to an end. And they now said in the speeches today and yesterday, we'll play them again later, that you need the pain. The pain is good because of the earth. That's why there's inflation. That's why they're doing the transition. That's why they're cutting out the fossil fuels. So they're telling you the depression that's here is something you deserve, while they double and triple their wealth and fly around on private jet airplanes and live in huge mansions. So that's my say on this. I'm going to try to get Reiner Fulmick to have the floor here for the rest of the hour and really lay out what we're facing. But such a historic moment to have corporate world government openly announced, and that they are bankrupting us for our own good while they become even richer and now claim ownership of our bodies and our words and our speech. We are facing tyranny that dwarfs Hitler, Stalin, and Mao in its sophistication and in its capacity to carry out their operations. So, Dr. Reiner Fulmick, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you for having me again. I keep saying that had somebody told me this 2 years ago, I would have told them to take their pills, go see a doctor, and things would be fine again. But I have to agree with your assessment of the situation. What we're facing is a long and carefully planned agenda. This is not new. This has been going on for about 100 years. And I stand by the Corona Committee's assessment, but also this coincides with Dr. Judy Mikovits' assessment that we don't have a problem with any pandemic. We don't have a problem with any virus. We only have a problem with scare tactics that are designed to drive us to accept shots that will then cause the real problem. That is the real pandemic. It's vaccine-induced immune systems being compromised. It is vaccine-induced thrombotic diseases. Nothing that we're seeing is real except for the damage that the vaccines, the so-called vaccines, are inducing. The virus, and this becomes clearer and clearer by the minute, so to speak, the virus is no problem for our immune system. As long as it works, as long as we keep our immune system intact, we can deal with it, even if it's tampered with, even if it's the result of gain of function experiments. I'm not even sure if these gain of function experiments play any other role than to induce additional fear to make it look even more dangerous. But, and I trust Judy Mikovits on this. She seems to be one of the most brilliant minds in all of this as a biologist. She's also one of the very few people who have had personal interactions with the people who are playing this game, including Fauci. And she kept telling us over and over and over again, if you keep your immune system intact, you don't have anything to worry about. She says she's been infected with pretty much everything that's out there. But as long as the immune system is there, it can deal with it. And it turns out that probably even AIDS was not caused by HIV, but rather by fear-mongering. There are different reasons why people had compromised immune systems. Much of it has to do with an unhealthy lifestyle, just like the plague, for example, in the Middle Ages had to do with hygienic conditions. Once these hygienic conditions were cleaned up, the plague went away. This is what we've seen over and over and over again. It's always the same narrative. What we're dealing with is vaccine-induced. It's induced by the pharmaceutical industry. And just as you said, they're using health as a, I guess you could call it a crowbar, in order to force upon us their one world government and their one world digital currency. That's all there's to it. It's difficult enough to swallow this, and it's probably very difficult for people who've been trusting, older people in particular, who've been trusting their governments. They have to understand that what you're saying is absolutely correct, Alex. We're not dealing with our governments anymore. In particular, in Europe, it is very clear that no one who is in positions of power in the European parliaments is nothing. They're all They're all a creation of the World Economic Forum's Young Global Leaders Program, without exception. They don't care about their people. They do care about pushing through the agenda of the World Economic Forum. They want to force us to take more vaccines. They want to force us to wear masks again because all of a sudden this monkeypox appears out of nowhere. Well, it doesn't really appear out of nowhere because all of the players who were involved in the corona pandemic have also written about or have been involved in coming up with this new monkeypox plague. Monkeypox is not dangerous for anyone unless they have a compromised immune system. We believe that they're coming up with this in order to distract our attention from the fact that the immune system's damage is a result of the so-called vaccines. They're trying to distract our attention. And they're trying to keep us in panic mode because more and more people are waking up. And it looks like towards the end of the year, probably even sooner than that, maybe in the fall, so many people are waking up that they're going to have to pull the next stage. And that is going to be the war in Ukraine, which I'm afraid it looks as though this is going to spill over into Germany and then the rest of Europe. Hopefully it's not going to turn into World War III. It all depends on how many people wake up by that time. But I'm very, very positive that it's going to be millions of people by that time, even in Europe, even though the main battlefield where this war is won or lost is going to be the United States, because that's here, right. Doctor, you have many Doctor, more people who have already woken up.
Dr. Reiner Fulmix, stay right there. Back in just a few minutes. Dr. Reiner Fulmix, our guest here on the Alex Jones Show. You can find the site of the great organization traveling the country and the world exposing the evil, Fulmix.com, or CrimesAgainstHumanityTour.com. And we really appreciate him being here with us as the globalists publicly meet and close ranks, having the WEF merged with the UN, making all these authoritarian statements. I want you to go into the key points you've got, Doctor. But first, why do you think they're being so blunt about it now? We're going to censor you. You'll own nothing. You'll have nothing. You'll be on carbon rations. We're going to make you take all these shots. We want new lockdowns. The world economy is going to collapse. That's good. I played the clip last hour. I played it twice today. Them saying, you deserve this. It'll save the earth. I mean, this is sick. A corrupt ruling class, obsessed with depopulation, giving us poison shots, flying in on private jets, thousands of prostitutes flying in, thousands of troops guarding them, and then they're telling us we deserve to die while they prepare new lockdowns that'll kill tens of millions, if not hundreds of millions. I mean, this is just unbelievable to watch. Why do you think they are emerging now and being so arrogant?
Well, my personal view is that they've overplayed their hand and that they did not expect so many of us to wake up. My personal assessment is that they were pushed into an early start. They were going to announce the pandemic, or the plandemic rather, in early 2020 when there weren't any cases. And so they had to create these cases, and they did that with the help of the PCR test. But because of this early start, I think it's an early start, they're making many mistakes. And by overplaying their hand, by crossing too many red lines, now they have a problem with more and more people waking up. That's why I think they're going further than they probably intended to go, because we're close to, really, really close, in my view at least, to a tipping point. And I think this shouldn't have happened, at least according to their plans. It shouldn't have happened quite yet. But they need to come up with a new narrative. You can see their desperation in the fact that they're trying to play the same story over again. Monkeypox is nothing but Corona 2.0. And that just shows you that they're hard pressed to come up with something that'll keep people in panic mode. Therefore, I think they're going to need that other narrative to kick in very quickly, and that other narrative being the war in Ukraine, which is probably going to spill over into Germany and then the rest of Europe. That's my personal assessment.
I totally agree with you, but even the Pope, that's a big globalist supporter, came out 2 weeks ago and said, NATO started this war. They overthrew the elected government 8 years ago in Ukraine. They were pushing into Russian-held areas, attacking people. with military force. So I mean, even the Pope is saying this needs to stop. I mean, this is out of control. You can see that Klaus Schwab isn't arrogant anymore. As you said, he's desperate. They admit in their leaked communiques and documents they've been desperate for years. And the wheels are coming off of this, and more people are awake than ever. What do you expect them to do? I think they're going to double down.
I do, too. They don't have a choice. I have a good friend who I met in India, a German ex-investment banker. He was so discouraged and so disgusted with the banking system, the financial mafia, he calls it, quite correctly, that he spent a year at an Indian ashram. And what this, he calls him the enlightened person or guru, whatever you want to call him, what this guy told him is that these people will more or less be forced to kill themselves, because once they're exposed, they don't have a choice. They don't want to be paraded in front of the TV cameras. They don't want to have to be, they don't want to be taken to court. So I think that is the major problem that they have. The wheels are coming off of this. That's true. Everything is out of control. And that's why they're not really, they're not careful enough. They don't have the power anymore to control everything that's happening. And that's what makes this so dangerous. Because that, and I think that's one of the reasons why the Pope came in. Of course he belongs to them, but that's why he came in saying, hey, stop. This is going a little too far. Yes, it is. Because this is like a fuse that they light it and that they can't stop anymore. It's going to keep on going unless a big portion of the European population rises up, and I have serious doubts that they will.
Absolutely. And again, I would use the Nazi example of Erwin Rommel warning Hitler not to launch Operation Barbarossa into Russia. It wasn't that he was even pro-Russia or pro-communist. He knew they would end up losing. And it's the same thing with the Pope saying, stop it. We're losing. You don't start more wars. Don't accelerate this. Back off.
Yeah, because the thing is, they don't want to kill themselves by starting a nuclear war, which cannot really be controlled. I know there's a lot of talk about tactical nuclear strikes. I don't know if that's possible. I don't know if that happens, if one or the other side will still be able to take a step back and calm down. I seriously doubt that. On the other hand, there are a lot of people out there, including Dr. Zelenko, who are saying the world needs a cleansing. Maybe that's what it takes. I think he's probably correct. The big problem is, what kind of cleansing are we going to see? I would prefer the kind of cleansing that people that does not involve any violence, by, for example, allowing people to understand what's going on and then disconnecting, disengaging, decoupling from all of these global corporations and global NGOs, which are all owned by the very same people. And let me tell you this, this is happening already. I don't know if Russia is really going to pull away from the World Economic Forum. They're saying this, but we don't know what role they're really playing. However, there's another tiny country in Latin America, Ecuador. They are definitely pulling away. I just saw a video yesterday, which seems to be real. And maybe Brazil is also going to pull out of the WHO. So some things point in that direction, because in my view, that is the only way to solve this problem. Of course, you can have your legal efforts. We're going to continue with those. Of course, we have to believe that there is a higher power that will come to our aid. But the most important thing for them, or for this higher power to come to our aid, if you believe in spirituality or religion or whatever, is that we ourselves get up first and do something. And that means we have to understand what's going on and disconnect from them, because they need us, but we don't need them. Maybe one of the first countries to do that is a tiny little island country in 1,000 miles northeast of Australia called Vanuatu. Nobody's ever heard of them. But these people there are so pissed off at what's been done to them, they could see directly the WHO interfering with their sovereignty, and not just advising them, which is what they thought they would do when they came into the country, but giving them orders. So they want to pull out of this as well. And I think that's going to be a perfect example for the rest of the world to see how easy it really is to show them the door and to send them back to where they came from.
That's right. Stay there, Dr. Reiner Fulmick. I want to come back and give you the floor on other facets and issues you want to raise. I've got my own questions as well, but no doubt we are at a critical crossroads in human development, and our future is really being decided right now. And this audience is the largest, most informed audience out there. That's why you're so precious and why I salute and thank you all. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Here at InfoWars, our slogan is tomorrow's news today, whether it's politics or health or spirituality. We're about bringing you the very best documented, accurate, real-world information. And when it comes to our supplements, they are so game-changing for your body, for your health, your immunity, your libido, your mental clarity. They're incredible. And out of all the products, X2 is definitely the most amazing. It is the purest, highest quality atomic iodine you're going to find. Most other iodine out there is bound to other minerals and compounds, so you don't absorb it at all or fully. Ladies and gentlemen, we got a limited supply and it's been sold out for months because of supply chain breakdowns. But despite that, we're selling it at 25% off for one more week. Then it goes back to full price. Within 2 weeks, the current sales rate is going to sell out. Experience X2 for yourself today at InfoWarsStore.com. X2 at InfoWarsStore.com. Take action now.
Dr. Judy Mikovits, who's worked with Fauci at the highest levels that he just mentioned, has been on the show before. It went super viral. It was like a year ago. She's on Friday with us. And they head up, Dr. Reiner Fulmick and Dr. Mikovits head up the crimesagainsthumanitytour.com. Be sure and be part of that. Very, very important information. Fulmick.com, FULLMICH.com. Talk about coffin nails, this tyranny. Fulmick, because I've seen his speeches and read his writings, is, I think, the most succinct in explaining the big picture of this and what we're facing. But I played this clip already 3 times today. I'm not going to play it again. But they're at the Davos group saying, you deserve the pain and it's good. And then they're doing nothing for the environment and living like ultra-rich pigs that stole their money, who on average doubled their money during the vertical integration. And they go on to say, this is going to hurt little people, small businesses, but it's worth it. These people are just outrageous in their chutzpah, their bravado, their arrogance, whatever you want to call it. Now, the doc's nice, and he's pausing, you know, for me to respond. But I told him I want him to host most of this segment and the next show. You got the floor, sir. I want you to cover everything and anything you want to get to.
Well, thank you very much. Here's our take. Again, when I say our take, I mean the Corona Investigative Committee's take, and also Judy Mikovits's and also Patrick Wood's take on this. We believe that much of or almost everything that we're seeing is just a grand illusion that was created by psychologists, psychiatrists, sociologists, and that has been planned for at least 10 years, probably a little longer. They're using psychological terrorism, and the major vector or their major means of transporting this message of panic and fear is the mainstream media. That is why we, as the grand jury, the model grand jury investigation group of people, the international group of lawyers, decided we're going to need additional testimony on these two aspects, psychological terrorism and the media's role. That's when we turned, this is a week ago, that's when we turned once again to Professor Matthias Desmet. He is probably the most knowledgeable as far as his theory of mass formation is concerned. And he once again explained to us that it does look as though this has been long planned. The other side has done everything in their power to disorient us, to take away our identities, genderism and all that, and to eventually lead us to believe that we're all alone, we can't turn to anyone. So that is one of the major ingredients, loneliness. Loneliness, and then out of this follows what he calls free-floating anxiety, and that was the perfect grounds for installing this agenda, because free-floating anxiety needs a target to home in on, and that target, they decided, would be the corona pandemic. So there you have it. You have people who are isolated from each other, who don't believe in their being social beings anymore, and then they turn to this common enemy, towards the pandemic, towards Corona, and all of a sudden they have something to focus on. All of a sudden it's not free-floating anxiety anymore. All of a sudden they know, oh, that's where the enemy is. And that's also the point at which they forget about their individual sovereignty, because everything they're doing is from now on for the common good, without them realizing that it is not really the common good, but rather it's for the good of those people who have been planning this. Mark Crispin Miller, Professor Mark Crispin Miller, is a professor from NYU, New York University. He specializes in media. He explained to us in great detail how the media were used to transport this message, to convey this message to as many people as possible. That's why we believe the solution to all of this, apart from the legal efforts that need to continue, especially in this country — it doesn't make any sense in Germany at this point, but especially in this country — that's why we believe the most important message that we can get out there is give everybody an opportunity to look at the real facts and then check whether or not these facts are in line with what he's been suspicious of, he or she has been suspicious of for a long time, and then they'll know who's speaking the truth and who isn't speaking the truth. But then, and only then, will they understand that we're not dealing with politicians making any mistakes, that we're not dealing with negligence or anything, but we're dealing with politicians who are not our politicians, but rather theirs, and that we're dealing with intent, which legally translates into there is no immunity for anyone. As soon as you end up with intent, with malicious creation of damages, there is no immunity anymore. But then they also understand that the easiest way out of this is by simply disconnecting. Don't watch these mainstream media anymore, the dying media, as we call them. Do not listen to what the World Health Organization or the World Economic Forum or the UN or any other of these global NGOs are saying, but revert back to real democracy. And real democracy has to do with bottom up and not top down. We don't need any globalists to tell us in our family, in our community, in our regions what to do. We in our family, we in our region, we in our community, we know what's good for us. That's why we think, and many Americans seem to agree with that because it's happening already, that's why we think we have to disconnect and start our own tailor-made, custom-made system of the judiciary, if we need it, healthcare, education, extremely important, and economics, designed to serve the people where they live, to serve their needs, their individual needs. That's important. Because many people seem to believe, oh, somebody's got to tell me what to do, or I have to ask for permission to do what I intend to do. No, that is not the case. As long as you understand that we, each and every one of us, has their individual sovereignty. It's not just national sovereignty, but it's also individual sovereignty. Or as Judy Mikovits always says, God-given immunity. Probably the best way explain this. I mean, I keep telling everyone that I'm not religious, but that has to do with the fact that I believe religions, all the churches have failed us. I don't believe in organized religion because that's about power. But spirituality may be the same thing. My wife seems to believe that. So that is an additional element, apart from the fact that we need to get the information out, apart from the fact that we need to continue with our legal efforts. There is a higher power out there. And if you realize that, if you understand that, then nothing can go wrong. Because as we've seen in the past, anyone who's ever tried to play God has never gone unpunished. Therefore, ultimately, the problem is humongous. It's huge. But the solution is very, very simple, because we are the 99.999 whatever percent, and they're less than 1%. It's just an illusion. And the only way to understand is by looking at the real facts, try to check up on them, try to get your information not from the mainstream media anymore, but try to get it from people like Alex and myself and the Corona Investigative Committee, from Judy, from Patrick Wood and all the others who really have taken a deep dive into what we're seeing here. my testimony or what I'm telling you right now is not based on my experience. It's based on what the experts from all walks of science have told us over the last 2 years, almost 2 years now, since July 10th. That's when we founded the Corona Investigative Committee. And I have absolutely no reason to believe that these highly esteemed experts, including Dr. Mike Yeadon, former vice president of Pfizer, including
Dr. Reiner Fulmick, final segment straight ahead, start over about 10 seconds back. When we come back, this is so critical, powerful information. Find out more at Fulmick.com, Crimes Against Humanity Tour.com, and support us, please, at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back. Stay with us. Evil is making its move as it has done throughout critical points in history, and there's no doubt with all the weapons and all the technology we've got, this is the most dangerous period in human history, hands down. Dr. Reiner Fulmick is our guest. He's been leading the charge on pointing out the crimes against humanity that have taken place. And I want to be crystal clear, as dark as this news is, it's good to know that there's a hole out in that field you're going to be out in at night so you don't break your leg. So we're not being negative here. We're laying out what's really going on. And what he said when he first came on 15 minutes ago is so critical. The pendulum is swinging back. There is a great awakening. The globalists are having to accelerate their program, not out of strength, but out of weakness. And so we don't just have hope. We know they're coming with the worldwide lockdowns. We know. I told you years ago they do it again. It's in their own plans. Their arrogance will be their undoing. And the next thing he said was they have angered and enraged, to paraphrase, the real scientists, the real lawyers, the real doctors, the real people. And so the sleeping giant has been awakened. Like when Admiral Yamamoto launched Pearl Harbor under orders, he said we shouldn't do it. He'd already written them letters back to the emperor saying, don't invade the mainland, because the Japanese emperor wanted to do that. Behind every blade of grass, there is a rifle. And he said, I fear we have awakened the sleeping giant and filled it with terrible determination. And so there's no way they win now. The question is, how bad will this fight be, and how should we fight this fight? I think it should be peaceful. With information, their only hope is roping us into violence. That's why I'm against that. Dr. Fulmick, again, you've got the floor. Please continue.
Yeah, I want to direct your attention to two aspects of this crisis that I think are critical. One is the role of the media, of course, and the other is what about the judiciary? Professor Mark Crispin Miller of NYU explained to us that, and this everyone needs to know this, that in 2014, I think it was under the Obama administration propaganda. Everyone has always known that propaganda is used by NATO, by the allied partners of NATO, by the Five Eyes, against the enemy. The enemy, as perceived by us, was Russia or China or whatever. But in 2014, it became possible for propaganda to be used against our own people here in the U.S. And that's what the mainstream media are engaging on. They're using propaganda against their own people by spreading outright lies and, more importantly, by censoring everything and everyone who's not in line with our government, which, as I said, is in reality the world.
And Dr. Fulmick, just to interrupt, I want to back you up. You can pull up the article's headline: Congress legalizes use of propaganda against Americans. Obama legalizes use of propaganda. They didn't even hide this then. They admitted it, and now we've seen the aftermath of it.
Yeah, that's why it's so important. Once you know that, it's going to be a whole lot easier to turn off your TV and to turn off your radio, at least when it comes to the so-called mainstream media, which, as we all know, you've explained this over and over again, are owned by basically five or six corporations with these psychopaths controlling these corporations. Now, let's take a look at the judiciary. As far as I'm concerned, the only place where the judiciary has an effect when it still applies the rule of law is here in the United States. Maybe in India, because India is a functioning, has a functioning judiciary, but certainly not in Europe, and in particular, not in Germany. Why am I saying this? Just to give you the details on this one. About a little over a year ago, a German judge in the town of Weimar decided that he would hear a case that was brought to his attention by a woman, a mother of two underage children, 7 and 9 years old. She told this judge, my children are being tortured. They have to take PCR tests every other day. There's social distancing. They have to wear masks. They can't sleep at night. They have belly aches, headaches. They wake up in the middle of the night screaming. You've got to do something about it. And he said, yes, I will. I'm going to talk to the experts because I'm just the judge. But I, when I don't have any firsthand knowledge about stuff, I have to turn to experts. And that's what he did. He turned to four esteemed professors from renowned universities, one of them being a PCR test expert, another one being someone who's very knowledgeable about masks, and the third one was a child psychologist. Based on their testimony, his decision said, school, stop this. This is illegal. There is no factual basis for any of this. And as there's no factual basis, there's no legal basis, this is unconstitutional. 3 weeks later, his house, his car, and his office were searched. His cell phone and his computers were seized. Same thing happened to the experts. Same thing happened to the attorney who represented the children's interests. And the same thing happened to a friend of the judge's just because she was a friend of his. That's why, and he was, the decision was not a decision that was totally out of whack because it was in line with two very identical decisions that were handed down first by an appellate court in Portugal stating PCR tests cannot be the basis of anything because they can't tell you anything about
it. Sure, and the inventor said it was a fraud decision for viral tests. Exactly. So we have the deep state openly attacking judges now. That shows their incredible arrogance.
Exactly. And that's why I'm saying the only place where the judiciary, at least in parts, is still functioning, and where you have the advantages of the American legal system, meaning you have class actions, meaning you have pretrial discovery, which is a real
law. So what you're saying is the fight for the world is happening here in America.
Exactly, because here, if you look at the federal court's decision from Florida from, I think, April 18th, which said there is no authority for the CDC to issue mask mandates to rule that there must be masks worn on planes, on trains, etc., they have no authority for this. A day later, and of course, we all remember the pictures of people dancing on the planes, including the flight attendants, including pilots. That was the most important signal sent to the entire world because it tells the world that 90% of Americans do not agree with what's going on because 90% of Americans took off their masks.
That's plus, right. So you've traveled the world. You've seen as bad as America is, it's the best house in a bad neighborhood, and we should really fight here. Dr. Fulmick, everybody should visit your site. Everybody should get involved. Everybody should go to the tour, crimesagainsthumanitytour.com. I want to invite you back as soon as you want to come back. We appreciate your stellar work, and we salute you. 30-second closing comment.
Well, thank you very much. The only thing I have to add is don't believe the illusion. In order to get away from it, go out into nature, connect with nature, do your own thing, grow your own food, have your own energy, solar energy, whatever, but try to be independent of the mainstream, and then you'll find your peace of mind, and you'll find like-minded people, and you'll be surprised how many of us are out there. I suppose that here in this country, it's at least 50, probably 60% who are not in line with the government.
That's right. They use the fact that we're in an industrialized capacity under their control and unindependent to control us and hold us hostage. The key is creating our own communities again. Dr. Fulmick, thank you so much.
Thank you very much for having me.
Powerful interview. Everybody will post it to Bandot Video later. Share it. You can't share the Bandot Video links most places. You got to share theinfowar.tv. Theinfowar.tv takes the same place. All right. I'm going to come back in 5 more minutes and hand the baton to the guest host. Owen Schroyer's coming on in a little over an hour. at 3 p.m. Central, Infowars.com/show, and find stations that we really support across the country. Please financially keep Infowars on the air. Get great products you already need. Today's the last day to get X2 for 40% off when you get it with Ultra 12, or buy itself for 25% off at Infowarsstore.com. Alpha Power, super boost for men and women, your libido, stamina, energy, pre-workout, post-workout, everything. It's 40% off, Infowarsstore.com. And I want to thank everybody that's been going to InfoWarsStore.com and clicking the top button right there to donate. Straight donations are really keeping us on air. InfoWarsStore.com, or call toll free if you'd like to order via the telephone. 888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. And the P.O. Box is also at InfoWarsStore.com. We'll be right back in hour number four. Wow, what a powerful broadcast so far.
What is the truth, do you think, about natural immunity versus the vaccines?
Be careful about concluding that natural immunity is more robust than the immunity conferred by the vaccine.
That while you get some protection from natural infection, it's not nearly as strong as what you get from the vaccine.
Full stop vaccination.
And the more people who get them, the better we're going to be able to help stop the spread of COVID.
Natural immunity is 27 times more effective than vaccinated immunity.
Why hasn't our government done a study on natural immunity?
I still think the balance of the evidence tips in favor of vaccine.
Because everything in this country has to go through the pharmaceutical companies.
What percent of CDC employees are vaccinated?
I don't have that for you today.
So arguably, by having that polyethylene glycol there, not only are we promoting spread throughout the body, but we may actually be dampening the very functionality of the vaccine that we want.
The opposite of what our public health officials have been trumpeting for the last year or so.
Nobody said waning when you know, oh, this vaccine's going to work. Oh, well, maybe it'll work, it'll wear off.
The most potent vaccination is getting infected yourself.
Mainstream news is now reporting something that we told you 2 years ago because we were talking to top scientific experts. Individuals that have not taken the Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, or AstraZeneca injections, these gene therapies, are way, 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 way more likely to not get infected by any of the variants of COVID-19. Stunner, the media is saying. New data from Walgreens reveals unvaccinated have the lowest positivity rate for COVID. Triple and double vax groups have the worst rate. We already know that. The countries with the highest injection rates have the highest hospitalization, infection, death rates, all of it. We remember, again, almost 2 years ago, it came out that these were gene therapies that would erase your immune system and give you no protection. That's why they stampeded everybody with warp speed, Trump's biggest mistake. It's why they tried to get it through with no studies. It's why they're trying to block any of what's happened since for 75 years in court, because they don't want you to know what they did. It attacks fertility, it attacks your cardiovascular system, it attacks your very DNA. What is a stunner is they've gotten away with it this long, and now they're saying new viruses and new variants and new lockdowns are coming. We can never forget what they've done. We can never forget they're gearing up to do it on a bigger scale. Bill Gates is setting up this big biomedical board that'll work with the federal government to censor people, this Ministry of Truth. They've got a treaty the UN is setting up this month to try to ram through to take over all nations, 190 plus nations, medical care, so that even the globalist CDC will now be under direct control of the United Nations. This is a huge issue, and nobody is battling it like InfoWars and those of you that watch and listen. So I salute you, and I want to encourage you all to boost your immune systems and get ready with our immune support, our vitamin D, and other great products like Ultra 12 that are back in stock that are 40% off. So spread the word, share this report, and buy amazing products at InfoWarsStore.com to keep us on the air. But whatever you do, continue to share the articles, continue to share the videos, and realize without you, InfoWars is shut down. With you, together, we are invincible. So please share this video, share these reports, and tell everybody you know, hey, the vaccinated get it easier and get sicker because it's not a vaccine. The vaccine basically gives you the same thing that COVID does. InfoWars.com, Tomorrow's News Today, amazing books, films, t-shirts, and supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Only way you fail is if you don't take action.